think you're what they say you are. Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you so much for tuning in today to 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can also always stream episodes at huntleyradio.com. Heathers is one of the quintessential 1980s movies, starring a young Christian Slater and Winona Ryder. The story has now been adapted into a stage musical. McHenry County College will be performing what promises to be a brilliant production of Heathers the Musical, playing October 27th through November 13th. Joining me now to discuss the upcoming production are director Jay Geller and Gabrielle Urbina, who is in the cast. And then hopefully we are being joined as well by Ethan Sherman in the cast. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you very much, Ricky Lee. Good to be back.
All right. Very much.
And now, Jay, can you give us a description of what Heathers the Musical is? What is the audience expecting?
It's a pretty crazy and wild musical. As you said, it's based on the film Heathers. It's about this young woman, Veronica, who wants to join the most popular group in high school, and that is the Heathers, who are pretty brutal in their treatment of everyone else, but she is successful in joining them. And starts to form a relationship with JD, who is the Christian Slater character in the movie. And they go about systematically kind of eliminating different people, first accidentally, then purposely in the high school, until Veronica learns the errors of her ways and then finds her truth and, you know, becomes friends with the kind of brings everybody who's left alive together.
Okay. Now, this is a black comedy. Can you explain to the audience, you know, it's not Robin Williams slapstick. It's a different kind of comedy. Can you give a description of what black comedy is?
Well, it has a dark, macabre kind of feel to it. A lot of times it's jokes about death and satirizes different aspects like that. So, for example, Heathers the Musical is a satire, satirizes serious topics such as suicide and bullying in high school. And you say, well, that's not really funny stuff. And of course it is not. But it takes an interesting look at just how high school is this microcosm of just angst and frustration. And when we're all 16, 17, 18 years old, we think the world is just going to come to an end immediately. And that's what it makes fun of in some ways.
Now, Gabrielle, what is your background with this musical? How did you first become aware of it?
Well, I've been a musical theater nerd ever since around high school, middle school time. And this is a really, really popular musical, especially with high schoolers and everything. Cause I think we relate to it a lot. Maybe not in the sense of we're going around killing people, but I think we all kind of relate to the sense of teenage angst that is felt in this musical. And, so I've always really connected with especially with the music in this musical. It's a piece of work.
Now, Ethan, what is your background with Heathers? How did you come to love this story?
I first listened to it back when it first came out. I can't remember exactly. I was probably in high school.
Yeah, it premiered off-Broadway in 2014.
Yeah. Sophomore, freshman year would be that of high school. So, that's when I first listened to it. Just really enjoyed the music. Really, really good. And then I had to watch the movie. Fell in love with that as well. And I just knew JD was a role that I really, really wanted to play one day. And so I'm really happy to be able to finally put that on stage.
Gabrielle, tell us about your character that you play in Heathers.
Okay. So I play a character. Her name is Veronica. She's a typical teen, I would say, a little bit insecure and shy, very much like wanting to fit in. She does a lot of things in the musical that lend toward her need to be paid attention to be liked, to be heard and seen by other people. And yeah, she's a character I think a lot of people will relate to.
Now, at what point did you see the movie, or have you seen the movie?
Yes, I have. I have seen the movie. I saw it many years ago.
And did you see it before you were exposed to the musical, or after you were exposed to the musical?
I believe it was after I was I obviously didn't grow up during the time period right. The movie came out. So I learned about the movie a little bit later. But yeah, it's a really good movie. I like it.
Now, is your characterization, does that incorporate anything from the movie or from the off-Broadway album? Is there anything that you've kind of inherited in terms of your interpretation of the character?
Yeah. So a lot of, if you watch the movie, actually, a lot of the movie translates directly to the script of the musical. Like there's direct lines of dialogue from there. And that's really like the root of where the characters came from, where the story came from. So I think it's a really good resource to go back to. Jay has been telling us not to watch any musical versions of this because we obviously don't want to, you know, copy what they're doing. We want to make it our own. But the movie has been something that I've gone back to, especially Winona Ryder and her performance. And that is a really good resource that has just been there for me. So, yeah.
Now, Ethan, what was it about the character of JD that you found really appealing, that made it a character that you had to play at some point?
He was just a fun role. I've always kind of wanted to play a role where that's a little unhinged. And JD is definitely that. So I'm excited to be able to, it's just a different role that I haven't gotten the chance to play yet. So I'm really excited to kind of bring out the psycho a little bit, I guess. Because
the people who are a little scattered in the head tend to make really good, really fun characters to play. Now, Jay, what was it about Heathers that made you think this is a musical that we should do at McHenry County College? What is it that made you want to do this show?
Well, I thought, you know, I like to do things that are a little off the wall, that a little kind of go to the edges, if you will. And when I listened to it, my choreographer, Maggie McCord, suggested it to me. So I listened to the soundtrack and I really liked the music. I really liked the songs. And, you know, I think that it's one of the things I like to do with the college is delve into different social issues that we all have to deal with. And this is one of them with what goes on in high school, and being a high school student is so hard. So even though this film is set in the 80s, it still relates to what kids are going through today in high school. Now, and so, and plus also something I didn't know is just how popular it is with a lot of the young people. It is crazy popular.
So I'm imagining you had a pretty huge turnout for auditions.
We did. We had the biggest turnout we have ever had.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was pretty cool.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot then and make you talk about our two actors that we have present. What was it about Gabrielle that made you think, okay, she is the one to play Veronica?
Well, number one, of course, she has a beautiful voice. The part of Veronica needs to have a range that can sing out and just the whole kit and caboodle of whatever a musical actress has to do. And I also thought she had a wonderful quality of Veronica. I was looking for someone who has that kind of innocence, if you will, that can morph into somebody who becomes even more wiser as it goes on. And I think Gabby knows a lot, and she kind of has been able to find those aspects of the character so far. So we're really excited.
And now I know you've worked with Ethan before. What is it that made him the right one to play JD, to bring this role to life?
Again, I think, and Ethan has been in musicals with us before, it's Grease and Spring Awakening. So I knew he could sing. I knew he could do the part. And I think he's a good actor. And I knew he could bring that quality that JD needs to have, that mysterious, that dangerous quality of somebody who, and first is a little bit innocent as well. But once he gets going, it's just all out mayhem.
What has the rehearsal process been like for you at watching these characters start to develop from being on the page to, you know, putting the scripts down and really developing the character? What's that process been like?
Oh, it's been good. I've been very pleased. The whole cast, they are an amazing ensemble. They are working together in all aspects and helping each other and working with each other. And as you know, as a theater director, it's always a pleasure to have great actors. But as a, again, what I do is I teach and working in the college, just to see all these people develop. It's what it's all about.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. Today, I'm joined by Jay Geller, Ethan Sherman, and Gabrielle Urbina to discuss the upcoming production of Heathers the Musical at McHenry County College. The production runs from October 27th through November 13th. For ticket information, call 815-455-8746. So now, Jay, we alluded to, we're in a different time right now than the 80s. We're dealing with school shootings and so forth. So the topics of Heathers could be very, you know, as you pointed out, very dark. So how do you address them in a careful way, but still make them funny?
That is a challenge. And, you know, for some people that the subject isn't funny no matter what you do with it.
Right.
One of the things we're doing is for our two Friday performances, we are having some social workers come and talk about the different issues after the Friday performances with some counselors and members of the cast to kind of broach those things of the toughness of, again, suicide and bullying and just how hard it is to navigate some of these issues. But, you know, I am a firm believer that humor gets us through a lot of stuff. And so I think we have to look at it with that lens of, you know, what the overreaction, again, of being in high school where you think that everything is just in this little microcosm of a world that, and my life is over. When, of course, we know most of the time it's not. And so when we look back, I know when I look back on my high school and I look back on way back in the 20th century, I overreacted to some things, which, of course, were just now I laugh, look back and laugh. And so I think that a lot of people can do that. And then obviously we're doing it a little bit over the top. You know, it's not realism. So we're taking a little bit of liberties and kind of going crazy with some stuff, especially with the dancing and music, which I think creates that, takes us out of that realism. So we're not emotionally attached.
Now, you always seem to try to find to put just your own little Jay Geller signature on the things you direct, which I think is wonderful. Is there anything in particular we should look out for with this show?
Lots of faces. I'm just using a lot of faces. That's something that I'm doing.
Okay.
I'll say no more.
Okay.
I'll say no more. You got to come see what I'm talking about. It's all about the faces.
Now, Gabrielle, you indicated you really kind of love the music when you first heard it. I have not heard the music yet. So can you bless me with an understanding of what it is about the music that's so appealing?
The score is really, it's really just geniusly written. I think that's the only way to really describe it. There is not a single song in the musical that does not, that doesn't sound good. Like they all just are so catchy. And like, they're the kind of songs that you come out of the musical and you're like singing them and they're iconic. Like the duet that Ethan and I have, 17, that's like one of the most famous duets in all of musical theater. And like, it's honest, it's a blessing to be able to sing it, but Yeah, like I can go home from rehearsal and still be listening to the music, which is funny because usually when you're doing a show, you get kind of tired of it, but I don't get tired of this one, so.
Now, Ethan, what is it that resonated with you about the music? What did you find so alluring?
It was super different. And just felt, it just fit really well with the theme of the show, I thought. And then with the additions that they added with the West End version, I think they were really great and really added to the story. The first one I listened to, I think, was Candy Store. It was the first song that I listened to with the show. And, I mean, I instantly fell in love with it because, I mean, that's one of the best songs on the show. I mean, they're all great in their own ways. It's just really good music. It's just really good and just different.
Now, Jay, Ethan mentioned something that's very interesting here. There was the off-Broadway production, and then it went to the West End. Are they different versions that you're playing with, putting together here?
Well, there is a different version. What they've done was, in this West End version, which is the one that you get rights to now, is they've given the character of Veronica more power. There were some scenes, there was some numbers where she was more of a victim, and they've kind of changed some of the dialogue and then switched out a couple of musical numbers to give her more power and to give some of the other characters another song to do. I think it's better myself. I too listened to the original Broadway cast and was happy that there was something, a couple of those songs were switched. So I think it works out well. It makes Veronica a strong person where before she was, there's the one song called Blue where she was a victimized, but now they've switched it to a song called You're Welcome, where she is in charge and she overcomes the two guys she has to deal with. So
now, Gabrielle, was this version of the character, this West End version, was that more appealing to you or were you aware of the differences?
I'm very aware of the differences. Okay. In the original production, she comes across as very, I think, insecure and kind of afraid to stand up for herself. But there are a lot of moments in the West End production where she kind of has like her comeuppance and she like takes control of situations that like otherwise would have been outside of her control. And I really appreciate that. And I think it makes like at the time it made kind of a like political statement too. So, yeah, I'm all for that.
Now, Jay, you have a wonderful choreographer working with you, Maggie McCord. And as you said, she suggested this musical to you. What is it that Maggie is bringing? You kind of alluded to it before. You've thrown in some big dance numbers that maybe aren't normally associated with the show. What is the quality that Maggie is presenting in this production?
Well, I've had Maggie as my choreographer since 2012. And I don't even know if I could do this without her anymore. She's very innovative. She's enthusiastic. She likes to, and then if I do something, she will always fix it. So, then, you know, that's the main part about it. She just brings such originality and style and energy. She gives energy to the cast. And she sees, you know, she has a different perspective than I do on a lot of these things. So it's nice to have another set of eyes that allows, and I am not a micromanager as a director. I like to get everyone involved. Obviously, I make the final decisions, but, you know, whether it's Maggie or my musical director, Tara Singer, or Dan Cosgray, or Eric Scheel, all the people who are on our artistic staff, it's been a blessing. And working with Maggie is always a blessing. I've had her, I've known her since 2005. So, yeah.
Now, can you tell us a little bit about the music director for the production?
Oh, yes. Tara Singer is our musical director. She is works and teaches here at the college, teaches piano, and is a jazz musician by trade, a jazz pianist by trade. So she's doing a wonderful job because it's complicated music. It is not easy music, which is something I wasn't quite aware of as much as I probably should have been. It's a challenge. It's a challenge. But everybody's doing a great job.
And is this a show where you have your singers and then you have your dancers, or is it one where you actually have to be triple threats and act, sing, and dance?
Oh, everybody's got to sing and dance. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gabrielle, what has it been like for you working with Maggie? Is this your first production with Maggie McCord and Jay?
It is my first production at MCC and with them as well, yeah. It's been an experience so far, but a wonderful one, I think. Working with Maggie is great. She's such an energizing person, and I feel like every time I step into a room with her, like, she knows exactly what she's doing. She knows exactly what she wants, and it's really like, and she tells you, like, when you are able to hit that mark. And working with Jay, they're kind of like an interesting juxtaposition, because Jay is very passionate about what he does, but like you said, he doesn't micromanage. So he's a lot less, he doesn't expect, I don't know how to word it. It's like, he doesn't expect, he expects you to bring yourself to the role, is what I'm saying. And he doesn't tell you everything like that you should be doing. And I appreciate that, because it gives you a lot of room to grow as an artist and as an actor. And yeah.
Now, Ethan, I always find when I play a role, I have to find that little piece that I can connect to in it. How do you connect to the role of JD?
That's a hard one. JD is, I don't consider myself much of anything like JD. I guess he's kind of, I would hope to say that we're opposites. He's not exactly somebody who I want to be. But I guess, I don't know. I really don't connect to him in any sort of way like that. I guess I should look into that and kind of find that sort of connection with my character.
Sometimes it's fun to just play, like you said, a complete opposite.
Right.
Is it kind of an escape for you to play around with emotions you never get to play with yourself?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Just playing around with the anger of JD. And like I said, the unhingedness, who he is. It's just really fun to kind of hop into that completely different mindset and character. So.
Now, Jay, you have a tradition of having some really great sets. Is this going to impress the audience as well?
I think so. I hope so. This set was designed by a set designer from Chicago named Eric Luchin, and it's being built by Dan Mitchell. So we're in the process of building it right now. If anybody wants to come on Saturday, we'll be open by the time this is on. But you'll see it has different levels. Gives us the different viewpoints from wherever you are in the audience. And that's the other good thing about the set. You'll be able to see everything from wherever you're sitting. There will not be a bad seat in the house.
Now, that's key to the theater at MCC is a black box theater. So you can kind of change it up, totally different each show. Is that something fun for you? Do you think, how can I do it different this time?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've done In the Round, we've done Thrust, we've done Proscenium, we've done Environmental, we've done Alley. There's so many different ways to use a black box. For this one, we're doing Proscenium because we want to be able to get as many people in as we can to see this wonderful show. So,
And Jay, is there a message to this show? Does the audience leave enlightened in any way?
Well, I think you've got to be yourself. You got to be who you are. And every one of us is a very complicated human being. And we all got our stuff to deal with. Every single one of us. And so you just got to find it and bring it into your heart. And just know that there are people out there who are going to be with you and support you and love you and, you know, kind of prop you up and help you along. And that you're not alone. You're not alone.
And you do some small cast shows and you do some very large cast shows. Is this show, does it have a big cast in it?
Yes, we have 19 people.
Oh, wow. That's got to be fun to costume.
Yes. Yes. Our costume designer, Carol Foreman, is having a great time with this. And she's done a wonderful job. Actually, We are almost the first time I've ever worked with anybody where we're ready to go now if we wanted to.
Oh, wow. Costume. That's impressive.
Pretty impressive. Yes, it is. And so it's colorful and it's fun and it's going to be great.
Is it recreating some of the fun active wear of the 80s?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I've had an absolute blast talking all things Heathers the Musical with Ethan Sherman, Gabrielle Urbina, and Jay Geller, who will be presenting the musical at McHenry County College October 27th through November 13th. For ticket information, call 815-455-8746. It's going to be a great musical. I personally can't wait to see it come alive on stage, and I encourage you all to join me in the audience. Jay, Gabrielle, Ethan, thank you so much for your time. I am really looking forward to seeing this show, so thank you for sharing your talents with all of us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Ricky.